Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Carmen Fanzone. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting eighth, the catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second, the shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting third, the left fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth, the catcher, Dave Rader. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Al Gallagher. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Gary Maddox. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Juan Marichal. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Juan Marichal. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Rader and he is out, Fuentes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murray Shell fields it and throws to first for the out. Santo moves to second. One out. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gallagher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Santo scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Kessinger moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Kessinger moves to third. Beckert moves to second. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Fanzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday strikes out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds, who is chasing the ball. Cardenal reaches third base with a triple. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley is walked intentionally. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hundley. The throw from Rader and he is safe. Hundley steals second. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 0 for 1 in the game. Hans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Henderson moves to second. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fuentes. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Fanzone is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-1 in the game. Maddox hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0-for-1 in the game. Marichal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off hands, and towards Beckert, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Monday reaches second base with a double. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Cardinal bunts towards the mound. Marichal fields it and throws to first for the out. Monday moves to third. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Monday scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hundley hits a line drive towards short. Spear catches it and throws to first to double up Santo. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Hance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hance is 0-for-2 in the game. Hance hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Marichal. Kessinger moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to third. Bill North pinch runs for Glenn Beckert. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Marichal. North moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams is walked intentionally. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Fanzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. North scores. Williams moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Jerry Johnson now pitching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Paul Popovich now playing second base. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallagher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-2 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gallagher moves to second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fanzone scoops it up and throws to first, with hands covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Santo is called out on strikes. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 0 for 3 in the game. Hans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Howarth pinch hits for Jerry Johnson. Jim Howarth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howarth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 3 in the game. Bonds hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Popovich for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fanzone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a line drive into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4. And San Francisco Giants, 0. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.